This is Ron Kovic speaking.
The citizens of this country, as long as this war continues another day, we will continue to march peacefully and nonviolently in growing numbers and growing confidence. We intend not to only stop this war, but we're going to change the priorities of this country. We're going to make a more beautiful country, aren't we? In towns and cities all across this country that we love, in towns and cities all across this country that those of us standing on this stage today serve, many of us sacrificed, in towns and cities across this land that we love, Americans from every walk of life, Americans from every walk of life went to the street today because they understand that something is critically wrong in this country, that the government has lost touch with the people, that when the government loses touch with the people, it's time for the people to teach the government a lesson and to remind the government where the real power is. Every once in a while in history we know that governments have a tendency to forget. They forget where the real power lies. And they forget how this country was founded. That the very roots of this country that we all love, the roots of this country that we as citizens here today, who have gathered here today and gathered all over this country of ours, when this government and the executive in the White House forget that this country was founded, our birthright is dissent, our birthright is rebellion, peaceful rebellion in this case. And when the government loses touch with the people and forgets where the real power lies, then the people will go to the streets and will tell the president and will tell this government, will tell them exactly where the power lies. The power lies in the people, in the citizens of this country. And that's what democracy looks like. This is what democracy is. You are part of a democratic movement in this country. Not only is this an anti-war movement, this is a democratic movement like Eastern Europe, like South Africa, like the Philippines. It can happen in America. It's going to happen here. We're going to change this country. We're going to do it dignified, nonviolently, in the spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King, in the spirit of Gandhi, in the spirit of Nelson Mandela. We shall overcome. We will change this country. Now is the moment at one of the most crucial turning points in the history of this country. Never before has a generation been given such an opportunity as all of you have been given now. We're sensing it with inside of ourselves. Something is terribly wrong, but with every danger there is opportunity, and we sense opportunity, we sense strength, we sense hope. This is the beginning. I believe in you. I love you. You are brave and courageous. This is just the beginning. You are good and decent Americans, and you will take this country back. You will find the courage to do that. This is your moment in history. This is your moment in history. Stop this war and change this country forever. God bless America. Thank you for coming today. Thank you so much. I just want to say there will be many more gatherings in the future. On March 17th will be the 40th anniversary of the March on the Pentagon. There's going to be a mass demonstration in Washington, D.C. Americans, believe me, from every walk in life, by March, if they continue on with this madness, if they continue on with this illegal and immoral war, they are going to go to the streets the way they did in Poland, in Czechoslovakia, in South Africa, and they are going to make a peaceful change that will shake up this whole country. As Muhammad Ali said many years ago, he shook up the world. And if you continue to deny the people their rights, if you continue to refuse to listen to the voices of the people of this land that we love, if you continue to refuse to listen to the vote, if you continue to turn your back on this country and treat us, treat us with a lack of respect, then we will make the difference. We will make the changes that need to be made. Yes. We know the history of this world. We know the history of this country. This is the beginning. God bless you. Thank you very much. And don't forget, here in Los Angeles on March 17th, the Answer Coalition will be having a demonstration. Join that demonstration. The fourth anniversary of the beginning of this war. Let's end this war. Let's end it now. Thank you. You're beautiful. You're great. Go home tonight. Go home tonight feeling strong. Know who you are. Know that you're right. And know that this is the beginning. Organize your neighbor. Call your friend. Tell them this is not only an anti-war movement, and we're damn proud of that, but this is a citizens protest movement, a democracy movement, and we intend to change the very soul of this country. God bless you. Yeah.